In my hand sits an alabaster jar. It is cool and heavy in my palm, steady and calm. I ready myself at the threshold of the room and squeeze my fingers tight over the jar of perfume, as if its durability could pass through my skin and into me. Confidence is easy when I know no one else will see me. But the room beyond the door is alive with conversation. Exclamations rise and fall as the men argue and talk about the topic of the day, the topic of every day. This rabbi, a man, but more than a man. And I stand at the door and push it wide open. It's like my feet just decided that this is the moment, and I step through the men sprawled at their tables, cling to my perfume as tightly as I am able. Some point before reaching him, the conversation stops. But I do not even notice the noise level drop because I've reached him. I'm standing next to him. And next to him, I feel steady and ready and calm. Alabaster jar held tight in my palm. And I know this might be questionable for those looking on, a bit too undignified for their liking, a bit too forward, too striking. But all I feel is this overwhelming glorification, this adoration in my chest that needs to be expressed. And I cannot tell you why this act seemed best, but this passion is hot, a fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. So I break the alabaster jar and pour its contents on his head, letting the fumes swell and spread across the room until it reaches the nostrils of those who disapprove, who see my act of worship through churlish, offended eyes. Questions arise, and they hang in the room like the scent of the perfume, but far less pleasant. I hear them, but I do not heed them. My eyes are locked on his, and they are kind and pleased and locked on mine. So no, I will not listen to the other men when, after all, I didn't do it for them.